market. Just know that they'll stand by you long after the harvest is done. Bunge, built on 2 centuries of farmer support. Visit them online at bunge.com. Connecting farmers to the world since 1818.
KVOE Live and Local. Good morning, 826. Cloudy, 35 degrees. Good morning.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And at 826, we're pleased to have with us representatives of Newman Regional Health because a really exciting development is underway here with the opening of the OBGYN clinic. So, to my right, we have Sailor Middleton, who is the marketing specialist for Newman Regional Health Medical Partners Clinic. Sailor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good.
Good. Good.
Good. We've got Bobby Johnson, the director of the Women's Life Center. Bobby, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We've got Val Regosa, licensed practical nurse in the OBGYN clinic. Val, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
So far, so good.
Good.
And we also have Ann Jacobs, registered nurse also in OBGYN. Ann, good morning.
Hello.
Well, glad to have you all in here with us today. We are talking about OBGYN, but we wanted to really start here by Val and Ann talking a little bit about why you love what you do. So, Ann, I'm going to start with you and just really ask you how you got involved, got started at Newman Regional Health, what your current duties are, and why you really enjoy what you're doing.
Okay, so I'm going to start with why I became a nurse.
Okay, yeah, please do.
I always wanted to be an English teacher, always. And I went in college. At my first semester of college, I had to tutor some students. And one day I thought, I don't think I want to do this anymore. So I called my mom and I told her I was transferring to Emporia State University and I was also changing my major to nursing. And she was shocked.
I would assume so, especially considering this is a lifelong goal.
My mom is a nurse also, so I think she was excited, but she was kind of like, oh, okay, this was never in your cards. So transferred to Emporia State University, really latched on to nursing. I did work at Newman Regional Health shortly after I graduated in labor and delivery. Did that for a short time and then had a couple positions after that and then came back to Newman now. But when I became a nurse, I always knew I wanted to do women's health. I've never really done anything besides that. I've been a nurse for almost 22 years now, have been in the current office, current clinic for almost 19 years.
Wow.
So love my job, love what I do, and I want to keep doing this until I decide I don't want to work anymore.
Outstanding. All right, Val, it is your turn. How did you get into nursing and how did you get to Newman Regional Health?
I mean, how do you top that? mine's less of a journey. I've been in healthcare for about 20 years. After being in a long-term care facility for a while, we decided to go back to nursing school. I got my LPN. And then after that, I worked at the Heart Center in Topeka for a while. And due to my own personal issues with women's health and going through infertility, I wanted to transfer here, which I met these amazing girls. And we kind of did our whole infertility journey together. And it's kind of like our own little family. And so I really enjoy talking to other women who have infertility issues and letting them know, like, we're here, we're local, we're ready to help you with your needs.
Outstanding. Well, Bobby, let me ask you here, because we're talking about new OBGYN clinic. I guess the question comes up here, what's changing at Newman Regional Health to lay things out here for the new OBGYN clinic? Before we start talking about the services, what's really changing at Newman Regional Health to set this up?
Well, as for the hospital side, on the inpatient OB side, not a lot. Like, our collaboration will stay the same. We've always had a great relationship with them, so now they'll just be our co-workers.
Yep.
We need to work together. So really, as a patient, you wouldn't see any change on the inpatient side.
Okay. What about behind the scenes from your perspective? Is there really any other change other than just basically saying
you should come to our office right now? Some major behind the scenes things.
There's been a lot of
Val and I are like, hi, we're leaving.
Construction, just freshening up the office and the space, working with everyone because they do have to learn a new computer system. They're going to join our computer system.
Mm-hmm.
So just learning all that and developing that. So that's obviously been a big task to take on. And
sure, understood. So. Sailor, what's the I guess this is revolving around, what is it, Drs. Faulkner and Castile coming over from Stormont Vale's Cotton O'Neill Clinic. This is something that was announced here a month or two ago, if memory serves me correctly. What is, I guess, maybe the what's the timetable for officially going live here with OBGYN?
Right. Well, thank you for asking, Chuck. We're really excited and looking forward to it. So, I mean, we're live today. So we're seeing
today's
patients.
The day.
Yes,
okay.
In the ground
right.
running.
We are hitting
jump
the ground
in.
Running.
All right.
Yes, we are really looking forward to it. We are starting to see patients a little bit before 12 o'clock today. So, everyone, it is all hands on deck. I brought in coffee and donuts this morning, and the atmosphere when I walked in, there was everyone. We had IT facilities. We had all of the staff and OB. Like it just was wonderful. Everybody had smiles on their face. It was everyone trying to complete just a couple more tasks to get ready for our wonderful patients to come in.
So. Okay. I have to ask, Val, kind of what from your perspective, is this interview kind of deep breath time, or is this kind of catch your throat, relax, and then dive in here as soon as you get into the office later this morning?
I mean, I think right now we're kind of just taking it all in, to be completely honest with you. It's a nice change. I think that all of us were ready for it. We're excited to see Dr. Faulkner and Dr. Castile kind of bring us all together because they're like the glue to all of us. So having us nurses and labor and delivery, I've worked labor and delivery for a little bit, and I think that now that we're both on the same system, it's going to be a lot easier for our patients to just go right through the tunnel. So it's really nice. I like it a lot. I also think that you know, all of us in one way or another through our women's health career, we've all been in the situation where we also needed care. So having that and relating with patients and being like, it's okay, you're going to see us. We're not going anywhere. We're in the same place, same team. So I think that's really nice.
How important is that? And Anne, I'm going to get your perspective on this here too, but how important is that to have gone through the really the services that you're providing here for folks? They may be your neighbors, they may be from 30 to 40 miles away.
Yeah, honestly, it's really relatable. So I think as a patient, you want to see the same nurse that is taking care of you from very beginning to very end. So when we're able to sit down and relate to those patients and tell them we're here for you, we've gone through the same experiences, then a lot of them are like, okay, you're not just a nurse, you're also a human too. So then they're like, you know what, I trust you more. I want to be there when, you know, all life changes are coming through. So we're really excited. We're really excited for our patients, too, to come and see our new office. There's so many new things. I'm like, look at the floor. Yeah, so lots of big changes, but it's very exciting.
Talk about those changes, Anne, from your perspective, and really, I guess, maybe that service of your neighbor, regardless of whether they're down the street or miles away.
Mm-hmm. So, first of all, for me, I was kind of the last man standing on the other side. I literally was working for Cotton O'Neill on Tuesday in an office, and while the other girls have already made the transition learning the computer system, Val has been amazing getting the office in shape. So I feel a little behind, honestly, when it comes to computers and all of that, so I'm going to need a little help today.
But that's understandable,
yes,
though.
But the big thing, I just saw somebody the other day at a store, and she pulled me to the side, and she said, are you still going to be in the OBGYN office with all the changes? And I said, yes, it's all the same people, yep. Same sonographers, same receptionists, same nurses, really same everything, just a new updated space, new management. So yeah, we just want people to know that it's all going to be the same. It's just, it looks prettier.
Yeah. And I would like to add, ever since we have started this transition, I think that everybody at Newman's has been so welcoming,
yes,
and just so ready to help us in any way that they possibly can. It doesn't, like, from housekeeping all the way up to Kathy Pimple. Shout out to Kathy Pimple. But I have just been floored by the amount of help and gratitude and everything else that everybody has been so welcoming to. We really appreciate that.
Very much so.
Val Ragusa, Ann Jacobs, Sailor Middleton, Bobby Johnson joining us from Newman Regional Health. Again, the OBGYN clinic essentially flips, goes live here this morning. And before we talk about services, Bobby, let's talk about our nurses have said here about that seamless transition. How important has that been to have that integration process here the way it sounds over the last several weeks?
Oh, I think it's going to be amazing. Just to, like she said, the information coming from, it used to be we had to like go out into a different system, get information about the patient. We're now all be in the same system, so we can see everything they've documented up to date. If they document today, we can see it on our end. So it's going to be amazing for patient flow and just having that information in our hands immediately.
Okay. So where's the OBGYN clinic going to be for Newman Regional Health, and what are the services that are going to be available for folks?
Well, the OB clinic is going to be in the same place. So first floor.
Suite 104. Yeah. we got excited. So we're on the first floor under entrance B, as in boy, suite 104 here at the Newman Regional Health now.
That's we're so not crazy. Sure of our new phone number yet, but yes. Sailor knows it.
Yes.
So to schedule, to lead in, thank you, Anne. Yes. To schedule an appointment, anyone can reach us at 620-343-2376. And also going to our website at newmanrh.org. We'll have the link right on the front page. You can click OBGYN and learn more information.
Okay. I have to ask about services here, Anne. What are the services that are allowed? What are them available?
Right. So we see pretty much anything under the women's health umbrella. So okay. Obviously we take care of pregnant women. We see women for infertility, postpartum depression. We see a lot of women with pelvic pain problems. Obviously we do cervical cancer screenings, help women get set up for breast cancer screenings, women's type of infections, anything and everything for women's health.
We also see, women, girls, as early as high school years when they're just trying to figure out, like, their menstrual cycle. And then we see also all the way to pelvic prolapse after people are done having babies. So it's kind of through the minute that you have become a woman all the way to the very end.
Contraception, too. I didn't mention that.
Yeah.
Understood. Okay. All right. We have to ask. This is something that wasn't on the list yet, but it's that time of year. Have we had the first baby at Newman Regional Health yet?
We have.
All right. Okay. Can you give us more detail? I know you can't have released the family yet, but can you give any more details beyond that?
I don't really know a lot yet, so we will be getting with you later about that.
Okay. Well,
yes. It's a baby.
Yes. And we're really excited because we have a lot of more surgeries scheduled within the first yes. 5 days of the year.
Really?
So you okay. could expect a handful of wonderful babies born. Mm-hmm. So yes. We're very excited. Yes.
Outstanding. Well, before we wrap things up here, Sailor, we got to talk about February Heart Health Month. It's a bit of a change off of our current schedule, what we're talking about. But talk about Heart Health Month.
Yes. Well, Chuck, we're really looking forward to it. February is Heart Health Month, and Newman, we just kind of got brainstorming and just we wanted to create an event and an opportunity for people in our community and the greater Emporia community to be able to come to learn education, be informed just on heart health and how important it is in all of our lives. So we have an event scheduled for Friday, February 28th.
Okay.
And I'll be back and we can dive into more details.
We'll have you back absolutely. On for that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. The event will be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Emporia Senior Center.
Okay.
So we are absolutely looking forward to partnering with Carla at the Senior Center. It's going to be wonderful. Our main goal at the end of the day is to educate the greater Emporia community on the importance of heart health in all of our lives. We want to raise awareness about heart health and prevention strategies, provide resources on cardiovascular health, diabetes prevention, cardiac rehabilitation, and cardiac pulmonary. So a lot of different opportunities
sure.
to come and learn. We want to have interactive sessions. We'll have Dr. Lloyd speaking, and we'll have Adam Galindo, and we're really excited. It's going to be a great event.
Okay, let's really quickly loop back to OBGYN and just give you guys a chance, if there's anything we missed here before we wrap things up, to let us know about Newman Regional Health's new OBGYN facility.
I think a lot of it is just we're growing. We continue to grow almost every day. I think that some of the patients are coming in, and I like that a lot of the, I guess, patients here that are local get to see us in the clinic, and then they also have surgeries with our providers. So they don't have to go anywhere. We're all in the same place, and now it's even easier because we're just like right across the hall, please. Yeah. So it's nice having that connection between us and Newman Regional now.
Okay.
We're super, super excited to be part of Newman Regional Health. And like Val said, everybody has been so welcoming. Everybody has worked really hard. And it feels like a whole new chapter for us. And it feels kind of symbolic that it's January 2nd also. So yeah. We're excited.
And if you know anybody that needs a pap smear or is having a baby, you just bring them on over.
There
you
go.
We're here for you.
We're here. Whatever you need.
Yes.
Bobby Saylor, anything else you wanted to add?
We are just really excited, too, that they are joining us. It's just great. We can't express how grateful we are that this has become reality. Yeah. And then also, I'd like to just say with maternity care deserts, this really just helps us ensure that our community is going to have not be one of those maternity care deserts. It'll bridge that gap and keep us going with OB care in this community.
Outstanding. Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck here as the switch flips to 2025, and you're now in the Newman Regional Health umbrella with the way it sounds, the clinic opening up here a little bit later on this morning.
Yes. Yep.
Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
Saylor, thanks for setting this up. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Thank you.
All right. Our guests here on the Newsmaker 2 segment have been Saylor Middleton, Bobby Johnson, Ann Jacobs, and Valerie Goza of Newman Regional Health. The OBGYN clinic, again, officially starting up here later on today. So there's a couple of last-minute preparations that are needed before things happen. But again, if you have questions or would like to set appointments, the number to call is 620-343-2376. 842 on KVUE and KVUE.com.
We are live and local. Thanks to all of our great guests from Newman Regional Health here this morning on KVOE's Newsmaker 2 segment. It is 842, 37 degrees. Good morning.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark.